Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Oh, Steve and Larson, don't you dare be sour. Clap for yourselves and feel the power. Yes. And all you people out there, you're watching Going In Raw with Steve Larson.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. Available wherever podcasts can be found, of course, taped live at the Twitch at twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Speaking of Twitch, that's where you'll find us tomorrow and the next day. 24 hours of Going In Raw. Steven Larson and the Enforcer are going to be doing that thing again. 58. We got 1,500 subs at All Out. All the people were so generous. And little did I know they're burying us in the process, because, man, are we going to live through tomorrow's 24-hour stream?
I don't know.
We got to make sure to get up, do stretches, hydrate.
Yes.
Make sure that we're...
caffeinate.
We're doing this. Yeah, caffeinate. Try to limit the Monster energy drinks, the Red Bulls, all that stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, join us. Should be a fun time. We have lots of stuff planned. So definitely join us whenever.
Got a bunch
starting
of stuff
at 10
down
a.m.
here
Pacific.
On this. On this legal pad right here.
I like this right. I don't know what this even means right here. It just says GTA 4. I don't think we're going to play any GTA 4. We play GTA online.
Five.
It's 5 it's online.
GTA 5, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Zondo here in chat says Steve's going to get up to poop 2 hours in and not come back. Always likely. Always likely. I'm going to quit Going In Raw 2 hours in. Anyways, join us for that. That should be a lot of fun. Let's talk. We're going to talk about SmackDown here. Do we have any news before we talk about
SmackDown?
Yeah,
we got a news item here. It's related to SmackDown. So, of course, Hit Row, they made their official SmackDown debut tonight in a winning effort against a couple of local enhancement talents. PW Insider has some news here on what we could expect in terms of their creative on SmackDown. This is what PW Insider had to say. Quote, Hit Row's Isaiah Swerve Scott and Ashanti the Adonis will be utilized as a tag team with Top Dollar planned to be pushed as a singles talent. Hit Row will remain a faction, obviously. Now, we didn't exactly see that tonight. Tonight, we saw Swerve and Top Dollar as the tag team. So, you know, granted, it's one show. It's one match. Can't take a lot from that, whether there's accuracy to this report or not. So I guess it's kind of just a wait and see approach.
This is not shocking. If I thoroughly believe this, this is not shocking at all. Looking at Top Dollar, he is everything that Vince would love. He really is. And then on top of that, you got the recent him calling out AEW talent, him dropping a diss track. People who think Top Dollar is not going to draw, you got another thing coming. This guy is going to get pushed to the moon. This does not shock me at all. And on top of that, I think that Swerve and Adonis, I honestly do think that Swerve is the most well-rounded, and I would push him.
The most experience of.
Oh, by far.
Of any of them. Yeah.
I would push him super hard, but this is Vince McMahon. He likes bigger dudes, big personalities. Top Dollar has that stuff. And you saw that spotlight moment tonight. He did an NXT where you got two guys on him and he throws them around and stuff.
Yeah.
This is not shocking at all. And look, we might get a really great tag team out of Swerve and Adonis. They're two great wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
And if Vince wants a faction that is multifaceted, that people are going to end up loving Hit Row. I firmly believe that.
I hope so.
It's not shocking to me that Top Dollar would be.
No, it wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me either. Cause as you said, he has everything that Vince wants.
Mm-hmm.
And so long as, I guess, as all the other members of Hit Row, so long as they as a unit are booked well and booked strong,
mm-hmm, yeah,
then I think, you know, down the line, there's chance for a single success for everybody.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure. That's pretty interesting stuff. I enjoyed tonight's SmackDown. I thought that I really liked, and I know it was relatively brief, but I did like that they were introducing the newer acts. They were, showing, hey, this is what we got going on SmackDown coming up in the future, at least over the next year. I thought that they opened with what WWE does best, and that's showcasing big names. And they wrote off Brock Lesnar in a manner similar to how he's been written off before.
At least one other time, yes.
Via just wrecking things into suspension.
After he got cashed in on. I think it's after Seth cashed in on him. He destroyed everything ringside and got suspended.
That sounds right. That sounds like it's probably right, yeah.
That sounds familiar. And then he was off TV for a while.
Yeah, it was a long ass segment. The entire thing, I think, was like 36 minutes from
the first 36 minutes of the show had zero wrestling on it.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah. Which I don't know. I don't really care, to be honest with you. I as long as I'm entertained, totally fine. I'm totally fine.
Here's the thing. It wasn't, I think again, this is all predicated on these individual segments not being boring. I think if you have a long segment like the open this, that was interesting and built up and had a payoff, I don't necessarily mind it. For me, it's if you have either an extended promos section that goes nowhere, like those 20-minute promos the Authority used to do to open Raws every week for like a year or two, or if you get a bunch of stuff that's just like really quick bits that go, it's pretty much if something goes nowhere, don't want it. But if there's something that's built up that has a payoff, yeah, I can get into it.
That's what we got that's what we got tonight. Yeah. That's why I liked it. Yeah. No, I'm obviously, I don't want something that's boring. And tonight was, I thought tonight was pretty cool. I thought the opening was pretty cool. I thought that on the flip side of that, I thought the main event segment was the opposite of that. I thought, I don't know what happened. You and I were speculating during talking up with chat here. Something happened. There was a change made because Becky and Charlotte both came out in their ring gear. Becky earlier in the night had teased going after Charlotte to become Becky Two Belts. Charlotte teased it in the ring, said, let's have a match. They did an awkward exchange of the titles. And then Sasha comes down, obviously improvising with Charlotte. Becky just says, all right, I'm heading to Raw, bye. And then they just have a little bit of a brawl between Charlotte and Sasha.
Yeah.
It was awkward. It seemed on the fly. And I'm looking forward to hearing either via Fightful, PW Insider, whoever. There's something more going on there because that was not something that was like, hey, here's a great idea. How about they fumble over the title swap and then it just fizzles out into a wet fart? Is that a good idea? Everybody agree? Good stuff? Okay, great. I wouldn't put it past them to plan a wet fart because they do plenty. Happy Corbin. But this segment seemed like it was supposed to be something much bigger and something happened here.
So what I thought was at first watching it was like, it was awkward. Are they just using this segment and teasing the Becky Two Belts as a means to build the Survivor Series? Because it seemed like it'll probably be Becky versus Charlotte at Survivor Series.
Yeah.
And maybe they were going to have a match. Charlotte or Sasha would come out and interfere because she wants to be the one that walks into Survivor Series champ, something like that. Maybe they ran short on time. Maybe they decided not to do that. I don't know. It did seem put together at the last minute. It was really awkward. And it was kind of an underwhelming way to end the show. Then again, at the same time, they advertised the title exchange. That's exactly what we got. That's exactly what we were expecting. Mm-hmm. So I guess expectations met. But, you know, like last year, it was the New Day and the Street Profits just backstage trading belts.
Yeah.
At least that was quick. At least that was done effectively and efficiently. They went back there. They're like, all right, we're going to trade belts. All right, good. And they moved on.
I don't know what I'd prefer. I'll be honest. I don't know what I'd prefer. Tonight, it was like they made a big deal about it. Like, I felt like the backstage thing, it was like, really? You're just going to just backstage this little backstage deal? You're just like, hey, you just give him his title. At least I don't mind some pomp and circumstance behind treating the titles. Hey, if you're going to swap brands, at least make it a big deal. I think I actually prefer that.
See, I would if it was done right.
Yeah, no. Like I said at the beginning, you're going to have saying,
this clumsy, awkward thing. Just give me something that gets it over with quickly. You know?
I don't mind a long opening segment as long as it's not boring. I agree. I wouldn't mind a title swap as long as it was interesting. And this was where that bit where Becky like ran after the title like a child grabbing at a toy. That was weird.
The weirdest part was Charlotte takes her title off and Becky goes over to slaps it out of her hand.
Yeah, that part. That's what I'm talking about. Like she awkwardly just ran over there and like batted at it like a cat. And then they just like chuck him on the ground. And Sonya's like just sort of like, what's going on here? It was weird. And I guarantee you something else supposed to happen. They might. I don't know. I keep on hearing people talk about title unification. Becky keeps on talking about Becky two belts. What wouldn't shock me at all is if Fox and USA were both like, hey, we're paying you $1 billion. We want Becky. And the only way you can satisfy that, if that is a demand, like, hey, listen, we shouldn't have to pay you any more money. We both want Becky. Then you just do it. You just make it Becky two belts. And she anchors both brands, both, you know, the women's division.
When I saw both Becky and Charlotte during their promos earlier, both in the ring gear, I was like, oh, Becky's walking out of here with both those belts.
You texted me that, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. I could see that. And then they come out in their ring gear, and then they do that weird shit where the people are batting at titles. It's weird.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
Be shocked if they built Survivor Series. But then how would they justify a Survivor Series title unification or a two-belt situation for one match? But then they don't do that for the WWE Universal.
They would do that because it's the nature of the feud between those two individuals, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Roman is not going to say, Roman wouldn't be willing, I would think, to potentially put up his title just to get the WWE title, you know? Because like he thinks he literally called Drew the B champion. Yeah. WWE title is beneath Roman Reigns.
That's a good point. That's a really good point. Yeah. That's
you know, and he would for be him, willing to be put like, up his belt just to get the B title.
He views all other titles as the 24/7 title. They're all on par. That's a good point. That's a good point. That's why I ask you these things.
Sometimes I have answers to those questions, but usually I don't.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Roman comes out to open SmackDown. Asks Paul for the mic. He says, are you holding that title for me or for Brock? Because when I put my hand out tonight, you did the right thing with the mic. But last night, I put my hand out and you just threw the title in the ring. Can we work on this? Roman puts his hand out. Paul puts the title in his hand. He says, that's pretty easy, right? It's pretty easy. You're not great at your job, Paul, but I am. I don't think there's any denying it at this point. I'm the best of the best. I've carried WWE on my back for over a year and a half now. I'm your tribal chief. I'm the greatest universal champion of all time. It's a short list. Not that impressive. He says, you want to know why? Because I smashed everyone. And he runs down everybody he smashed. Last night, I smashed Brock Lesnar. Speaking of Brock, what's he got to say about that? He said something to his tribal chief, didn't he? Paul gets his phone out, brings up Twitter. Brock said, the moment I arrive at SmackDown, I'm going to beat Roman Reigns senseless. Roman bats the phone out of Paul's hand, laughs. He says, I beat Brock so bad, he's tweeting now.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, he addresses Brock. Yeah, Roman was on another level tonight. It was pretty great.
Yeah, yeah. He looked exceptionally tired, but he was on a roll.
Yeah, right. So maybe that was part of it. You know, sometimes you get a little bit loopy. He addresses Brock directly. He says, I run this place. I'm not going anywhere. He asks the crowd, he says, you want to see Brock tonight? Me too, because I don't mind smashing him two nights in a row. Wichita. You want to see me whoop Brock again tonight? Then acknowledge me.
They all acknowledge me.
Various chants and boos and all that. He stands around, no Brock. He says, oh, Brock must be scared of me. I'm not leaving until Brock comes out here. We get a commercial break. Back from break, he's still talking to the crowd. He says, well, my time's up here. I fulfilled my obligation. Tribal Chief shows up at SmackDown. Nothing left for me to do here. Crowd's chanting, we want Lesnar. He says, so do I, but he's scared of me. I told you. He says, this is where we have to part ways. This is about as soon as he's about to leave, Brock's music hits. Brock comes down, attacks Roman, sends Roman out. They fight on the outside. Brock sets his sights sort of on Paul, but he's just getting the steel steps. According to Pat McAfee, they weigh 200 pounds. Bashes Roman with the steps. Brock gets Roman up. The Usos attack. Brock sends them flying. Roman attacks Brock. Brock sends him in the post. This camera guy, his plant, is getting way too close to the action. Brock turns, grabs the camera, shoves the camera guy, throws the camera at Roman. Roman ducks. It explodes into a million pieces on the post. Brock starts tossing refs around. Who is it? Was it Daivari?
Yeah,
one of the producers. He throws over Daivari, the table. Yeah. Pierce comes out, sends the locker room down. Cesaro sort of confronts Lesnar. Lesnar jumps into the ring as Roman and the Usos flee. He grabs the title, raises it high. Crowd's going nuts for all this stuff.
Yeah.
Back from commercial.
We go to commercial again. Yeah. And then we come back and Adam Pearce is in the ring. He's like, I can't allow anyone to hold the show hostage. It caused that level of chaos. Brock was irresponsible. He endangered the crew, officials, superstar, and the WWE Universe. Can't allow that to happen. So Brock, you're suspended indefinitely. So Brock, like, hears this backstage and comes back out. No music.
Ooh,
no pomp.
It's scary.
He just comes out.
Pretty terrifying.
And he just kind of slowly walks to the ring. And he goes to Pierce and grabs by his lapel. Mm-hmm. And he's like, all right, tell me what you said again. Tell me again. And Pierce is like, I had no choice. I have to suspend you indefinitely. Mm-hmm. And so Brock, still holding Pierce by his lapels, pushes him in the corner and lets go. And really briefly tries to straighten his jacket out and then picks him up. Bang,
oh,
F5.
Oh,
yeah. Crowd immediately chants one more time. They're playing Brock's music. He picks Pierce up. Bang, F5 again.
This time he splits his pants.
Yeah, he does.
His pants come
off. He tore his shirt,
off.
Too.
Yeah.
And then Brock picks up the mic and says to Pierce, I can't hear you. Tell me again. And then seemingly inadvertently kind of smacks Pierce in the face with the mic. And then he leaves.
Yeah, man, that was pretty intense. Backstage, Sonya Deville's on the phone trying to figure everything out. Naomi approaches. She's pissed off about last week with the Shayna Baszler business. Says they have unfinished business. She wants a fair one-on-one match. Sonya says, I have other business to attend to. I don't know if you noticed. I don't have time to beat you up again. Get out of my face. She turns around. Drew standing there says, "Sonya, it's my first night here on SmackDown. It's chaos. I'm going to do you a favor. I'm going to go out and issue an open challenge. I don't care if you want me to or not, but that happens now." So Drew comes out, says, "Hey, we need a match already, guys. Who wants it?" And
that was great. Again, acknowledging potentially some of the creative shortcomings of the show.
Yeah, Drew, that should be his new thing, where he just sort of, whenever something shitty, "Oh, another championship contender match, huh?" So anyway, Sami Zayn comes out. He's got new music. Now,
well, no, hold on. It's not just that he has new music. The new music starts with the old music and does the tape winding down thing.
They love that.
Like they have with Sasha's theme.
Yeah. What do you think of this new music?
It's not as good as the old music.
It's not. What if you're WWE, you have a conspiracy theorist gimmick, what music, if any, would you license?
Something from the JFK soundtrack.
That's good. Okay. I like that. It's like the best conspiracy movie ever.
Mm-hmm.
Sami comes out, starts talking shit to Drew. He says, "I hear you rattling off all different types of superstars. What about a conspiracy theorist?" He says, "It's okay. I'm used to being forgotten around here." He actually says,
use the term
like,
master strategist.
Yeah, there you go. Master strategist. Yes. Yeah. He says, "I'm the longest tenured member of SmackDown, locker room leader, the gatekeeper." I'm like, wait a second. You're not Dolph Ziggler. But honestly, a lot of this promo sounds like the kind of things Dolph Ziggler says. But I'm just like, Sammy's just so much more fun as a wrestler. He's much more creative. So anyways, he says, "I accept your challenge. When I beat you, I'll remain the best superstar on SmackDown." They have a match. This was great because the finish saw Sammy doing the Claymore countdown. And then he hits, he gets down to one. He goes, rushes Drew. Drew hits a Claymore out of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Sammy was setting up for a Huluva kick. And
right, yeah.
He was trying to mock Drew, and Drew ends up hitting him with the Claymore. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was a good sell by Sammy, too.
It was, totally, yeah.
It was a great sell. After that, we had a quick little Hit Row video package because their debut was later on in the night. And then we got the coronation of King Xavier. So Kofi comes.
So much fun. I'm glad they gave them a good 10, 12 minutes, whatever this was.
Yeah. Yep. So Kofi's out first. He introduces Xavier Woods. So Xavier Woods comes out to the ring. And then Kofi bestows upon Woods each item he gets now that he's King Woods. So first it's the cloak, which represents the protection that Woods will provide for his kingdom. And then the scepter, which represents the power he will wield to protect his kingdom. And lastly, the crown, which will serve as the physical representation of the respect he has earned by winning King of the Ring. Mm-hmm. And then Kofi hands Woods the mic. He thanks Kofi. He thanks the fans, says the fans helped him turn his dream into a reality. And while his reign will be fun, it will also be fair and there will be opportunity. And so he's going to give the fans an opportunity to hear the gospel of King Xavier. Kofi reads it and then starts "Hail King Woods, hail King
stuff.
Woods" chant.
Yeah, this is good stuff. After that, we had a quick Becky Lynch promo. She says, "This title here is drenched in history, but let me remind everyone, I never actually lost that Raw title. Maybe instead of a title swap, Becky Two Belts comes back." The next thing I have here is a Xia Li video package.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay. Because I walked away for a second.
Yeah. There's a brief Xia Li video package with some B-roll, some footage from NXT, some voiceover from NXT commentary.
Then we had a rematch from Crown Jewel, Mansoor versus Ali. Another really good match between these two. This is a very creative match coming off of
that,
from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. That tiger suplex that Mansoor gave Ali was rough.
Yeah, it was totally
rough.
Mansoor got the win here with like sort of a roll up pin.
Ali goes for a sunset flip, which he did earlier, which he did the sunset flip into a powerbomb, not a sunset flip, powerbomb. But he goes for another sunset flip, and then Mansoor just kind of sits on Ali to get the win.
Yeah, good stuff. I hope we see more between them. After that, we had Ridge Holland backstage. This is sort of like a montage of people backstage new to SmackDown via trade or a call-up. So Ridge Holland's first, and he says, if you would have told me, he has his baton with him, his club. He says, if you would have told me when I was a kid fighting on the streets of Yorkshire that I would have been here fighting on SmackDown, I would have said, I believe you.
You're right.
You're right.
I believe
you. You're right. It's fact.
And then Aaliyah was next. He just says, I'm gonna give SmackDown a makeover.
She's just replacing Carmella. She's just replacing Carmella. The Umberto's Garza.
Yes.
Our next.
Yes.
They just talk about how good they look.
Yeah, and then because they look good, winning is easy.
Yeah, that's, you know, not sure about the logic on that one. Then we had Sheamus. He says, no one delivers in the ring like me. I deliver banger after banger after banger after banger. That's what I've been saying for like 18 months, man. This dude is
like
a killer
wrestler.
It's
like you wrote his promo for him.
Right? And then we had the debut of Hit Row. They come out. They all drop a promo. They intro themselves similar to the way they did back in NXT.
Mm-hmm.
And like you mentioned earlier, we had Swerve and Top Dollar versus a couple of jobbers. I did not catch their name.
Dustin Lawyer and Daniel Williams.
Dustin Lawyer.
Yeah, Pat McAfee was really good on commentary, fleshing out the backstory.
This is pretty
of these
funny.
Two enhancement talent.
All improv.
Pretty funny.
All improv.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
It was pretty great. So Swerve and Top Dollar win pretty handily. They win with a combo of a house call from Swerve, and then Top Dollar did like a side slam on Dustin Lawyer to get the win.
Yeah. After that, we had Boogs introing Nakamura in advance of his
hold
match.
On.
Oh, I missed something.
There was Sonya. She's leaving the trainer's room.
Oh.
So Kayla's standing out there for an interview.
Oh, yeah.
And she's asked about... Sonya's asked about Adam Pearce's condition. Sonya's like, yeah, he'll be fine. said, is it fortunate? She said, I told him I would go out and announce that Brock was suspended, but he insisted on doing it. And she's talking about later tonight, title exchange is going to happen, which will be combustible, but Adam Pearce left me in charge of that. So, you know, with that knowledge and given some of Sonya and Charlotte's past interactions, I was like, okay, something's up here, you know?
I know. She seems so inconvenienced. She was not happy about Pierce. So then we had Happy Corbin versus Nakamura. We had another terrible picture-in-picture promo with Madcap.
Hold on. Not only was this just
contenders match.
Yes.
Another championship. It's a championship contenders match. We had one of those on Rampage tonight. Championship contenders match. What do
they
call
them?
They call something else.
A championship eliminator match.
Yeah, that's right. This match was it was what it was. Shenanigans on the outside with Boogs and Madcap led to Corbin hitting an end of days on Nakamura for the win.
Yeah, so like in the past, every time Boogs started shredding, it would help Nakamura win matches. This time,
up, yeah,
he was out there shredding, and then Moss comes over, lays him out. This distracts Nakamura. So Nakamura gets sent in the ring steps by Corbin. Corbin hits him with end of days to get the win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
After that, we had one of those little backstage promos, this time from Charlotte, responding to Becky. She says, Becky, of course you're not going to hand it over. Just act like it's the suitcase you used to carry for me during the early parts of your career and hand over the title.
Yeah.
And then we had the really awkward title swap. So they both come out.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we sort of described it already. They just sort of like, they just sort of awkwardly.
So Sonya introduces the segment briefly. It's like, okay, this is a situation. We had two champs drafted the opposite brands. Now they got to trade titles essentially. So let's get it going. And so immediately Becky's like, no, Charlotte does it first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Charlotte's like, fine. And that's when she undoes it. Smacks it out of her hand. Charlotte goes to pick it up, hands it to Sonya, and then Becky takes off the SmackDown title and throws it at Charlotte.
Yeah. It's
that's
all
what Charlotte
very
says.
Awkward.
Yeah. It is very awkward.
I wonder if there's somebody earlier in chat said Becky didn't look terribly happy in this segment. And I wonder if there's something to be said about that. You know, like I wonder if so this was like, she was like, wait a second, no, this is crap. This is dumb. So anyways, yeah, Becky's, Sasha Banks comes out because Charlotte says, how about we do title versus title right now?
Mm-hmm. And there's like eight minutes left in the show. It seems possible.
I was like, okay, that's interesting. And then Sasha Banks comes out. I'm like, oh, that's even more interesting. She starts talking about how she runs this show.
Sasha wasn't in ring gear though.
She was in, wasn't she? I thought she was in the same outfit she wore at Crown Jewel, just with the t-shirt on or anything, or over it.
She didn't have her wrestling shoes on.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah. So she says, I run this. Charlotte says, this is my show. Charlotte talks some shit. Becky's like, I'm heading to Raw, goodbye. Sasha says, bye, Becky. Sasha says, I'm the star of any show I'm on, except for The Mandalorian, I'm a bit player. She says, Friday night is boss time. Charlotte mocks her. Banks punches her. They fight. Banks hits a meteor to the outside on Charlotte. Sony tries to get in between and sort of breaks him up. And then SmackDown just sort of farts off the air. Just sort of ends.
Yeah. They got off to a pretty exciting start and then just kind of fizzled by the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's got to be a story about that whole thing.
Got to be one.
Maybe the story is they just wrote a bad segment. Who knows?
Yeah, the story. Yeah, exactly. Got a couple questions here on the Patreon and hopefully Twitch chat will load up some questions for us as well. Anthony R. asks, who should Hit Row's first real feud be with?
I mean, it would have been great if they had stepped up, like when Roman's out there waiting for Brock, Hit Row comes out.
Top Dollar stands face to face with the Tribal Chief. I would have loved that. I've been saying that for a couple of weeks, ever since it was like they're called up to SmackDown.
That'd be great.
Who should it be against? Bring the Dirty Dogs over from Raw in the Invitational, the brand-to-brand Invitational, and Dirty Dogs first feud. What's a worse first feud than that?
Corbin and Moss.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. Ooh.
I am Mr. J, 420 the subs, that says Becky looked pissed. She doesn't look very happy.
I'm trying to think of an actual good feud with them. That isn't the Bloodline. That's like more realistic.
Well, that's one of the issues in WWE. They don't really have a whole lot of other factions.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Other than Bloodline.
Yeah. I mean, they're probably going to bring New Day into the Bloodline stuff with the mm-hmm. Survivor Series coming up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of other tag teams. What about, isn't the War Raiders on SmackDown?
Mm-hmm.
Viking Raiders? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Them, because it's a win. Okay. It's a win.
Yeah, that would be a win.
Let's see here. Ow. My toe is giving me fits. Man.
Oh, my
God. Every time I touch it, it hurts.
Well, don't touch it then.
Okay, doctor.
Easy solution.
Moses supposes. Should New Day now focus on an Xavier singles run or stay focused on the tag titles?
Why not both?
Yeah, you could do both. You
could do both.
I would say if it, yeah, I'd do the tag titles. There's a lot of singles guys, man.
Mm-hmm. Theo Third Anarchist is Becky did say, let's go double or nothing constantly, like she was trying to appeal to higher ups to make it happen.
Yeah, man. The horsewomen, they need to stage a bit of a protest here. Say, hey, listen, do what we want.
Oh, good question here. White Brownie, who will be the captain of Team SmackDown this year?
Boogs and Nakamura. That's a good point. Dr. Lipkin says, shouldn't the logical feud be New Day versus Shinsuke and Boogs? Because it's music.
Yeah.
There's music.
And also, who was king before Woods was? Nakamura.
Nakamura. And then before him was Corbin.
W. Talavera says, how much of the recaps have they covered? We're done both shows. There were a lot of recaps in SmackDown tonight too, I noticed. Like something happened, they go to commercial and they recap the segment that just happened.
I give them a little bit of leeway because they're just getting off the plane.
Oh yeah, I'm sure that'll have to do with
it. I mean, my thing is, why didn't they schedule Braun Breaker, Von Wagner, Tony D'Angelo, and Cora Jade for tonight's SmackDown? Showcase for NXT.
Indeed. Theo says 100% wasted chance for New Day versus Nakamura in Boogs feud. But they're all They're all faces. They're all good guys. So
what
WWE
about
doesn't
this?
Do that.
How about Hit Row versus Nakamura and Boogs? Okay. Put that IC title on Top Dollar. Because, I mean, I'm assuming they're supposed to be good guys. I feel like Hit Row would work better introductory as a bad guys, though.
The Real Chestnut says, a while back, Roman was about to say something about the status Universal title, but Edge interrupted. How many more people does Roman have to smash before he gets to that point again? Yeah, I remember that. It was like, I don't know if he's going to say, I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to chill out in my locker room until a worthy challenger steps up. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Instead, you got, you think you know me.
You think you know me. You think you know me? That's a good question right there to end on. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Join us tomorrow for the 24-hour stream.
Oh, goodness.
Twitch.tv/Steven Larson. Thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.